Hello, this is Todd Danielson, Editorial Director of Informed Infrastructure, and today I'm here with SD Garrity. Did I get the right, Dr. SD Garrity?
Yes, you did.
And I'm here at the GOE conference in Denver. We're gonna have a little quick conversation. She's doing the keynote on tomorrow, but first let's start with just a brief introduction about yourself and your professional background.
Great. Well, I am the Chief Medical Officer at Esri, and I've been at Esri now for close to 10 years. And I started my career in medicine, if we don't count all of the odd jobs I had before that. So I'm an internist by training, a general medicine doctor. And I did that for about a decade at an academic medical center, UC Davis. And then I spent a few years after that at the California Department of Public Health as a deputy director. And I ran the Center for Health Statistics and Informatics there. And from there, I made the leap to Esri. So a little bit of academia and healthcare, a little bit of public sector, and now private sector.
Yeah, that's good. That's very interesting. So I'm very familiar with Esri and its geospatial size of the technology, but I'm less familiar with this health and human services sector. So what does that do, and what is your role there as the chief medical officer?
Well, health and human services really does span the gamut of all different kinds of segments within the health sector. So you have, at least the ones we focus on, are public health, human services, which are things like social and behavioral health and supporting groups like homeless individuals. Then we have the health and healthcare systems part of it, and then there's health payers, so insurance plans, pharmaceutical companies. So it's a broad field, and I didn't even mention things like labs and medical device companies, and there are many, but the first ones I mentioned are our priority. And I lead strategy and messaging for Esri in that function. And basically what that means is I'm one, explaining to people why GIS matters in health and human services, and just trying to get them to understand the different use cases. And sometimes it's the other way around, where people are showing that they have a need, and we go back at Esri and see if we can help with a solution.
Okay, so Esri does a lot of their geospatial data. Can you walk me through how the health organizations can harness and unlock data's full potential through geospatial technology?
Yes, well, hopefully you have a few hours, but I'll start with some simple ideas. I think one of the easiest ones for people to understand is that geospatial technology is great for understanding access to healthcare. Turns out that's a big problem in the US and around the world, that people don't have adequate access to healthcare. And in fact, in some areas of health, there are standards for meeting access requirements, like for health insurance plans. But GIS and geospatial technology is also really good for understanding the composition of communities and what do the health outcomes look like in those communities. Are there disparities, places where we have inequities that we can solve for? And then we use geospatial technology to build awareness, to understand people experiencing homelessness, like how many of them are there? And where exactly are they staying so that we can provide supportive services in the right places. So it runs a gamut of many different things, including, for example, climate change. Understanding climate change spans beyond health because there are many researchers across fields doing it, but what are the health impacts from climate change, from increasing seasons for mosquitoes that carry diseases to heat stroke and potentially death. So there's a lot.
There's a lot of important topics, like the climate change, the equity, something that you might label geospatial for good, which I believe is the topic of your keynote that you're delivering tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
I was wondering if you could give us a summary of what you'll be discussing.
Sure. I'm trying to link what is a little bit of a chronology in topics from going from conflict, in which you need humanitarian aid, right, crisis situations, to trying to build more sustainable communities through the Sustainable Development Goals, to modernizing and streamlining the delivery of health, public health, to, I'll add in a few creative and artistic ways that people are using the technology to support greater awareness and acceptance of different kinds of health conditions.
Well, that sounds fascinating. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So you'll also be speaking with a Rhonda Schrenk. Did I get her name right?
Yes.
She is the CEO of the U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Foundation. Now, is this going to be like a partnered keynote where you speak at the same time, or are you kind of taking turns?
we're taking turns. I'll be up first and deliver my thoughts, and then she'll be speaking from her perspective, and then together we'll be in a panel discussion exchanging ideas. So it should be exciting because her world and her roles is completely different than mine, but both revolve around geospatial for good.
All right, that's great. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Maybe we can splice some of that in tomorrow, and I'm sure that if people want to watch, that the entire keynote will be made available at the GeoWeek website at some point in the near future. Okay, so our audience, in particular, informed infrastructure, is mostly civil and structural engineers. Can you talk a little bit about how they can do a better job contributing to improving lives and making the world a better place to live?
Absolutely. Well, first, I would just say, being aware of the fact that GIS is also used in health can be very instructive, because I think the health community needs to build a greater understanding of GIS. In some ways, they're newer to it than other industry areas. So I think this particular group could really be great mentors in sharing their GIS knowledge, and those workflows can inspire the health audience. But I also think that there's some nice overlap with one particular area of geospatial technology, which is indoor GIS. And we're seeing in our industry in health that hospitals are greatly in need of indoor geospatial technology to do wayfinding in buildings, to do facility management, space management, asset tracking. Hospitals are very expensive places, and the infrastructure is expensive. So maintaining it, satisfying all sorts of regulations is really important. So this community could potentially participate in that.
Okay, so is there maybe a specific example or advice where, as they're building, say, a hospital or medical facility, something that they can do to help, you know, lay out a better future so that things can be done better once that building structure has been created?
Yeah, I think what I would suggest first, I suppose, is considering the experiences of those who use the facility, right? So the employees, of course, and particularly the patients and visitors to hospitals. They're different kinds of places than a lot of other kinds of facilities, because people who go in hospitals are stressed, and whether you're the patient or a family member. So doing everything to really streamline and improve that experience, making it easier to find where you're going, whether it's a gift shop or a laboratory or your cardiologist's office. I think those kinds of things are sometimes overlooked, but really important.
Okay, I agree. And just, I think maybe one last bit to kind of follow through. I really like giving these advice ideas and things. Is there anything else that ways to use any kind of technology, geospatial, like AEC, or even some of the other more like sensing technologies that the engineering audience can try and incorporate in what they're doing so they can do it better and, you know, make the world a better place, improve lives?
Yeah, and I know this advice may sound mundane, but it's actually some of the best advice I have, which is really know the technologies you own, whether it's geospatial technology or something else, because in my experience, people other than those who work for those companies don't know all of the capabilities that they have in their fingertips. And there's so much power in these technologies that are out there today that a lot of time and money could be saved if you actually knew what you own.
So following up, what would be some good ways for them to learn more? Is that working with the companies that supply these technologies, something they can do on their own to learn better?
It's two things, and you actually hit on both. One is, you know, every technology is going to support their organizations with an account manager of some sort. Get to know that person, befriend them. They're not just the person you call when you need to buy something. They know what's happening in the technology and can keep you updated with the latest, greatest, particularly because they know your organization, your account, and can give you the relevant news, right? Because there's probably a lot going on that you don't need to know. The other part is train yourself. You know, get on a regular schedule of training so you don't fall behind. I can tell you that so many people, for example, with our technology are still using ArcMap, which is a great tool, but they need to modernize. And at least with Esri, we have thousands of hours of free training, so there's no excuse to not keep yourself up to date on the tech.
Okay, that is some great advice from tomorrow's keynote speaker, Esther Garrity. thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
That's my pleasure.
It's very nice to meet you. And thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
You're welcome. Thank you.